Welcome back to another episode of The Wanger Show. Do you know that reference?
A Strange Wilderness.
Yes.
I've played the soundbite before. Yeah. Big fan.
This is The Wanger Show. It's episode 356.
Hey,
how you doing?
Pokemon Dusclops? Whatever the fucking... I said the F word in the first minute of the show. We're going to demonetize.
Wow. You need all that
Deuce
money.
Deuce Clops.
There we go.
Deuce Clops, whatever. He's got two.
Anyways, this is our show. This is the podcast. It's the show where friends come together, have a good old time, talk about what's going on in the world, entertainment, music, all of those things. Strange Wilderness, there was a line from a movie that I've been trying to fucking find forever.
And you just couldn't figure out how to Google.
This eventually led me to Strange Wilderness, but right. It was a line from the movie Bringing Down the House. Remember that movie with Steve Martin and Queen Latifah?
Yes.
It was a line from that movie, completely irrelevant. The only thing that connects that story to Strange Wilderness is that in searching for the clip, I came across Strange Wilderness in that clip. God, I need to rewatch that movie. It's so goddamn funny.
It's so silly. All right, here we go.
It's so easy.
I got a commercial. Give me a second.
Come on, Susan. It's a minute-long clip
on YouTube, and then I still got to watch an ad for it. Get this channel that is not affiliated with Columbia Pictures. Their fucking ad revenue. Here we go. Give it a second. And...
in today's show...
Gabe.
A hammer. These sharks are attacking Nicole Richie. Yes, the shark is a... what the... look, man, look at that thing's teeth.
That's it for like fucking a minute.
2.8 million views.
Oh, that's great. For those who've never seen it, he's making fun of a goblin shark. If you've never seen a goblin shark, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I haven't seen the movie in so long.
It's not great.
For all I know, it's probably got problems, but I remember, I love Steve Zahn, and I remember laughing a lot.
Man, we need Steve Zahn to just be in more things. He's had a fine career. He's been in plenty of stuff.
But he needs to be in more. There's beer in here, by the way. You're not drinking.
I'll get there. I'll get
kind of scaring me. Okay. Like, are you okay?
I'm okay. I just had an energy drink on the way over here, though.
Oh, that'll do it.
Not only am I bouncing off the walls again. Whoa. I'm going to have to pee soon because of that. So that with the beer, I'm probably going to pee a couple times during the show.
As long as it's not on camera.
Yeah.
We don't do that here.
Sound the way you said that, funny. I don't like that I'm encouraging.
All right. Good. Everybody, welcome back. We've got a lot of stuff to go over this week. There was a big album. There was a big album drop.
Yeah.
There's some TV stuff. There was a new trailer of a movie. There was a movie that came out this weekend.
Oh. Wait a minute. Christian, you know what this means?
No. March Madness is over.
NBA playoffs full swing, and because you know we're doing the show live, you know we do it every Monday here,
usually
8 o'clock. Unfortunately, you know my Los Angeles Lakers of Los Angeles are on right now, so I'm not able to watch. So I just got to check the score.
Los Angeles Lakers?
That was me making fun of the Angels, right there.
Okay.
The Lakers are up 49-42 over Denver. Hot dog! Look at that.
The Denver Colorados,
the Denver Nuggets, who are damn good. Christian, are you
Nuggets?
The Nuggets, yeah.
Little Nugs?
You don't know the Denver Nuggets?
Are they the Denver Dino Nuggets?
You can't make fun of these guys. Huh? They have beat the Lakers, I think, like 9 or 10 straight times. They're defending champions, Christian.
Are they sponsored by Kirkland and their Dino Nuggies?
I need you in the stands heckling Jokic with this shit.
Jokic?
Oh, yeah. Nikola Jokic. He's the best player in the game.
He's
this giant Serbian. Ooh. He is unstoppable.
Serbian film?
Nope. You don't have to go to the thing there.
It's a movie.
Anyway, Lakers up 51-42 at the time of this recording here. We'll keep you updated throughout the night.
And in about 5 minutes, it'll be 99-87.
They were up by 12 the other night, and then Denver, of course, came back because they're good at basketball.
Yeah,
damn Nuggets.
Those damn Nuggies.
Yeah.
Aww.
I love that you're just...
That's so cute. They're the Denver
Nuggets.
You gotta
be terrified of them, Christian.
Okay. Why are they the Nuggets? Like gold Nuggets? Like coal mining and shit? Okay.
Yeah.
They should change it to Dino. This should be Dino Nuggies.
they should have a Dino Nuggets night.
That's fucking so cute.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And then they don't even have to do much for their mascot. They just get one of those blow-up dinosaurs.
Yeah. Just steal one from Toronto. Just bring it down there. And then,
oh, the Raptors.
The Raptors, yeah.
See, that's cool.
Yeah. We should have a Dino League.
Oh,
can you imagine,
yeah,
like, the Burbank Brontosaurus versus...
Oh, the Philadelphia Tyranodons?
Yeah. It doesn't work as well with the actual P and the silent P, though.
Oh,
you got to find, like, a Tennessee
Tuscan Tyranodons.
Yeah, it's better.
Gosh.
Doesn't it feel nice?
Yeah. The Idaho Indoraptors.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah?
Idaho doesn't have a lot of sports teams, but that kind of works with the Indoraptors.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
That's
the Anaheim Allosauruses.
See?
Allosauri?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Where
Tennessee T-Rexes?
Yeah, that doesn't...
No?
No.
Tennessee
as
Triceratops.
As the T-Rex is, I don't think that... It doesn't flow.
Okay.
Like,
right.
That's tricky.
You think San Antonio Spinosaurus.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. It
all
goes
right
with the Spurs thing as well. That's good.
No, Cincinnati Spinosaurus.
Ooh.
I know it's C and S.
No, that does sound good, though.
Sounds
yeah,
good.
That's good. Yeah. Anyway.
There we go. Wait, why is King Sporkel... Oh, wait, no. Who's unscribing? Do it! Fucking do it, bro.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
The hunt for Gollum? We found him.
It.
Frodo tossed his ass into the fucking fire.
I think he kind of tackled and then...
Okay. Bro, I'm from Colorado.
Because you're making fun of the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Defending champions that you were just shitting on right
Am
now.
Am I making fun of your little nuggies? Your little nuggets?
You don't understand how explosive this offensive attack is that they
are
have.
Do they call the Denver fans Nuggies? Are they the Swifties of the basketball, the NBA?
I don't know what they call their fans. They should call them the Nuggies, though. It's
fun. I'd be a proud Nuggie.
Yeah.
I do it all for the Nuggie.
Man, they're
all right.
I'm getting stressed looking back. Oh, now it's a 12-point lead again. Okay, I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous.
Okay,
I gotta look away.
What game is this?
It's game two. But if you go down 2-0 to the Nuggets, you're fucked.
First one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very frustrating.
Okay.
Frustrating experience. All right. But we'll see. Game three, they're going to be back in L.A. We'll see how it goes.
Are you going to go try to go?
No.
Crypto.com stadium?
I don't have the money to
the
afford
arena?
Those tickets.
Are they that expensive?
Playoff tickets?
People care about basketball?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. That's fair.
And go to a Clippers game for half the price, though, right? Come on. Come on.
They should call them the Clippies.
Yeah.
I just want a door. I just
Make
want,
team
like,
names cuter.
Like, cute.
Yeah.
Like, very cute.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you on this. The Lakeys.
The Raptees?
You know? Yeah.
Everything's with the T's, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Spursies.
The Spursies. Yeah, damn it, that's
what
I was
good.
Thinking of.
That's
yeah.
good.
I was thinking of Colties, but there's no Colts.
Let's stop making teams like fierce and competitive. Just make it more like cute and cuddly.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be all
like
fucking manly.
You're playing a game. Like, you want to play with them. You know
Okay.
Nice.
I like it.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, so we got basketballs happening right now.
Yes.
I got to bring something up. Because I might have a hot take. I might have the hottest of hot takes.
I'm ready.
Have you seen The Last Jedi? No. In terms of TV adaptations via video games.
Okay. You're talking about Fallout?
I think Fallout might be the best.
I don't think that's that crazy of a hot take. I'm seeing a similar sentiment online.
So
I have not watched any more of this show. I watched the one episode.
A little asterisk on it because whereas like The Last of Us is like quite literally maybe the best. Especially
it's
in terms...
It's just a completely different tone.
Of
so
course.
It's tough to... Yeah.
I guess when you're looking at an adaptation, like The Last of Us does it really well because they're literally adapting that story and that world. What this show does so fucking well, it's a good story. It's got great characters, great acting, but the world is so fucking good. I want...
Really?
I want spinoffs. I want
a
whole... I want a theme park... Oh, my God, a Fallout theme park based around nuclear war.
Let's get that.
Let's do
nuclear it. Nuclear Holocaust theme park. Why
like,
don't we have that?
Give it. You can sell Nuka-Colas. Oh, my God. You get little stim packs that are like Jello shots. Oh, my God.
You know, you're talking about the world of it, and I realized I got to keep watching because my first episode was still in the bunker. Like, I didn't see him, like, go out to the world.
Did you finish the first episode?
Yes, but they go
like,
out at the end.
At the very end.
Yeah.
I was curious because they released this all at once, and I guess that was probably by design because maybe...
Who knows? It's where I want to get into this.
I don't know. Well, because even I was curious like because the show cuts to black like as if going to commercial. So I was like, where was this? Maybe it's just like...
Well, didn't Amazon start putting ads in some of their shit?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I pay for that shit to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I get ads at the beginning, but not throughout.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. Mm. Quick side tangent, because I was thinking next week I really just want to do a commentary just to get back into one. But then I was
Wiley.
Thinking, I saw Wiley bring it up earlier.
Wiley.
But I was thinking, like, shit, the fucking problem now versus 2020, like, half the fucking streaming services have ads, so it's difficult for us to be synced up when we're not in the same room, right. You know what I mean? But we'll figure it out. I want to do one.
Yeah. We can figure it out. Yeah. I mean, we can finally maybe try the movie theater room that we tried to do that one time, you know?
There's been many advancements in virtual commentary technology, I'm sure.
I finally finished Fallout. It took me a week to watch it just because I was like watching one episode a night. I didn't want it to end. Yeah. I just wanted to keep living in that world. Really? It's quite literally perfect in terms of just setting up the world, the sense of humor that the show has. It's very wink wink, and it has a lot of really fun nods to the game itself. I don't know, because I don't really know too much of the consensus. I've seen people like
it's been very well received.
Okay, good, because I know they got a season two. So,
That was my other question. Mm-hmm. You said the games are all standalone stories. Is season two going to be its own thing?
I think so.
Interesting.
Oh no!
Different cast, different time.
No, it's definitely going to continue off of what if. Yeah, it's going to continue. From what I've read, that this is in canon with the rest of the games.
Okay.
Now, in terms of where it falls in like the timeline, because the bombs drop in 2077, that's like where it starts. I don't know if you know too much about the Fallout games, but like
nothing at all.
Fallout 1 and 2 were kind of like RPG. They weren't like the first person / third person shooters that they are kind of now. They were more strategy, like top down type of stuff. Mm. As far as I know, they were like straight computer games. Fallout 3 was the first one that was like, oh, we're going to do first person. You can switch between first and third person, open world, all that stuff. And then since then, it's been that. And each game takes place in a different timeline. Different era. So, like, Fallout 3 takes place 200 years after the bombs drop, and then New Vegas sometime after that, Fallout 4, blah, blah, blah. So then Fallout, the TV show, is the most up-to-date, like, the furthest in the timeline that it is. And the one thing I did see people were like, oh, no, like, there might have been some contradictions in terms of, like,
Don't say canon.
There's some stuff that's canon that's not. I don't know. But I've seen arguments back and forth.
What's the deal?
There's arguments to be had for back and forth. I don't really care that much. It's such a small little detail. But the fact is, the show is perfect. The world is great. They do tiny little things. Like, they don't even, like, make a joke about it. Like, in the game, you heal yourself with these things called stim packs. They literally heal themselves with them with stim packs.
It's like you'd be bleeding out, and they just do that. Yeah.
And they do it in the show without, like, just, like,
It just accepted that that's what happened.
It is what it is. Like, I don't know if you saw, but, like, the Brotherhood of Steel section where they're carrying around the giant packs around with them.
It might have been when I fell asleep, but yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just so fucking, because you carry a shit ton of stuff with you in the game, so to see that visually represented is hilarious. And then, just the overall sense of humor of the show. The story is really great. The story is fucking fantastic because there is a through line. There's obviously, like, the main character is out looking for her father the whole time.
Yeah.
But also in the game, or in the show, and all the other characters, too, and what their stories are, they all get fucking sidetracked. And that's all Fallout is.
Nice.
Fallout, at least for me, like, Fallout 4, like, I don't really care about the story that much because I just, like, love being in that world, and I just go off on tangents, and I just go off and do these tiny little missions, and then eventually, like, okay, I'll go back to the story, and that's what the show does really well. So,
is it like Lost, where it kind of does every episode on one character, or like
side
mission?
They go back and forth. Okay. There are some, like, Walton Goggins, who plays the ghoul, like, there's like maybe one or two episodes where he's not in and focuses on the other two characters, and then, you know, when it comes back to him, it's more heavily focused, but it definitely goes back and forth between all of them. And I thought they were interwoven really well. Like, there was such a geek out moment too. Like, they play the theme, like the main Fallout theme in like episode 5. It's like, oh fuck. Like, shit.
I imagine.
That's fucking awesome. That's why I'm like, where I'm like going back and forth. Is this the greatest? Just because it's like, there's so much love.
It's also super fresh in your mind.
True.
You got to give it a year.
Of course. Yeah.
Look back, think about
it. It's not like, I guess there are some things that my only criticisms is like I wish I would have seen more of like this. I wish I would have seen more of this.
Okay.
Like the games are very, there's a lot of creatures in the game, and like the TV show just kind of touches the surface on what
kind
imagine
of why. Yeah. Know, TV budget oh, yeah. limitations, but yeah.
But the creatures we do see are really, really great. The three Fallout games that I've played have mostly taken place the East Coast or like, yeah, that way, except for New Vegas. New Vegas obviously takes place in
Rhode
Las
Island.
Vegas.
Oh,
yes.
Las
yeah.
Vegas. Sorry.
That's the closest to the West Coast that we, I mean, you know, we closest to California, which the show takes place. You know, potentially different creatures and whatnot. But yeah, man,
I'm happy for you. I love seeing you happy.
Oh, thank you, man.
Not that,
thank
like, you're always sad, but, like, I just like seeing excited
sad
about
a lot.
Things.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Yeah, it continues to give me hope. Like, I don't know if all video games need to be television shows. I do think that there is
Depends.
A world.
Yeah.
I do think there are certain games that could work very well as, like, a movie. But, like, something like Fallout, where it's just completely open world, you can kind of do whatever you want. It's perfect for a television show. Last of Us. Perfect for a television show. Yeah. BioShock? Maybe a movie. I don't know.
Resident Evil, in theory, works as a movie. They've tried
yes.
multiple times. They've also tried it as a show.
Yes.
I don't think it's not working either way.
I think it would work better as a TV show if they did it more in line with the games.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know.
I feel like the first game, though, is like a perfect, like, one-off movie story.
Yeah,
though,
it could
as well,
be.
You know?
Well, my, I mean, if you want to.
And then set it up for more crazy shit later on.
If you want to. Get my thoughts.
I didn't ask, but
oh,
it's okay.
I'm gonna
go
give
for
it to
it,
you.
Yeah.
The first season of a Resident Evil TV show that you do based off the first game, you intertwine that with Resident Evil Zero, which is like the prequel to that focuses on the other team, and you can kind of go back and forth, all the while setting some stuff up. You know, I just want them to make zombies scary again. You know,
yeah.
Like to turn the corner and then see a zombie instead of just unloading on it. They're like, fuck,
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah. I want to see camera angles from up top.
Oh, my God. Yes. I would love that. Just a whole episode of just like, what the fuck? What is happening?
It's not the same thing, but shout out, and completely irrelevant, but shout out to John Wick 4, by the way. I just thought of that. That one fucking sequence where they had it all up and they just do the overhead. Beautiful. That movie's great.
It wasn't a flamethrower, but there were like flame rounds
there were
or whatever.
A lot of different weapons
it was
being
crazy.
Shot in that, yeah.
Gears of War.
Real quick, Christian, we are currently at halftime in Denver, and the Lakers are up 59-44. Do you believe it? They have a shot. It is halftime, and they're up by 15, Christian.
Go Lakers.
Will they choke again? We'll find out.
Go Los Angeles of Los Angeles.
Let's see.
Anyways. So, yeah, Fallout's great. It got me playing Fallout 4 again, which... I don't know if you'd ever be interested.
Is that the one that everyone likes the most?
New Vegas. New Vegas is like the favorite. Fallout 3 probably has the best story. I go back and forth. But Fallout 4 is just like...
What's the shortest? Out of the good ones?
None of them.
I heard Fallout 76 is short, but I also heard that sucks.
Well, right? I Fallout 76 confused me because I thought that was like a online-based game. Like, I don't know. I think there might be a story. I never gave it a shot.
Okay.
I'm playing Fallout 4 just because, one, I've never finished it, but also it's kind of the more, besides Fallout 76, the more up-to-date of the games. Like, it looks better, it plays better. So Fallout 3 in New Vegas might be a little dated. Okay. But, you know, if you're interested, they are doing a patch.
It's not about interest. It's about time.
I mean.
Which is why I asked about the length.
You could just live in, you can literally just go around the world building up your settlement. You know, you can build up your little town.
I shouldn't be, like, too, like. Worried about length because Death Stranding was such a long game and I loved the journey. That was like a 2 month journey.
Yeah.
Like, and I love that.
Well, that's the fun thing about Fallout 4 is like, you don't have to finish the story. You can just go off. If you play 20 hours of the game, just like doing random missions, coming across whatever, then it's your money. Money's worth it. And then, they're giving a patch update like in a couple of days till it's free. So, I was like, fuck yeah.
And you have started playing this one again, or you're waiting till that?
Oh, no, I've been all weekend, last week.
I was going to say, would that be the one that we played together? But I don't know.
I mean, if we wanted to play one together, Fallout 3 would be fun. Because that story is pretty good, and your dad's Liam Neeson.
Right, you did mention that before. Manny's mad at me. You were about to bring up Gears of War, and I interrupted you for NBA talk. But Oh. You mentioned Gears of War as a movie?
Yeah. Okay. I say Gears of War. Like, that's like, that could be pretty epic.
Okay.
I know Zack Snyder wants to do that, but I don't, you know, anybody can do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg. Give it to him.
Could you imagine? How old is Spielberg these days?
80? Yeah, he's in his 80s. Yeah. He just announced he's going to do another Alien movie. Fuck yeah. Cisco says, probably should stop playing until the 25th. Trust me, Cisco. I looked at how many hours total I've played Fallout. I don't know about this playthrough, but how many hours do you think I've played Fallout in total?
I don't. Wait, hold on. All time?
This is like my third playthrough.
So all your data is saved?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
You got to be in the hundreds.
Yeah, 125 hours total. Yeah. Jesus. I started over again because I haven't played in so long. And like the last time I checked my map, it was like, oh, fuck, I went everywhere, but I don't remember shit. So I'm doing it all over again, baby. And I'm waiting for that 25th. I'm slowly playing. I'm not progressing too much. Huh?
Is that Thursday?
I think so, yeah. In 3 days. So yeah. Okay. I'm having fun with that. I was playing Dead Space for a while.
Right.
I forget why.
It's a game that you enjoy playing. There's
that's true. There's no games that new games that I want to play.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Every time I boot up the PlayStation, sometimes I'll go to that store, see if there's anything there.
Just go
back to playing MLB The Show 2022.
Last year was just so good. There were so many fucking good games. And then there's games that are coming out this year, but none that I really care about. I can't think top of my head what else is gonna. I'm sure Manny will be like, actually, this is coming
out. Death Stranding 2 this year, or they haven't even announced a date for
that? No, I think that's next year.
15 years from now.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Follow up. Check it out. Check it out, guys. What else? Oh, I saw a movie this weekend.
Good for you. You got out there in the world.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I did.
Did you log it in on?
I did. I stayed awake the whole time.
Really?
Yep. Did not doze off once.
Did you note that?
I didn't need to.
Okay.
Yeah. The heart was reflective of that.
Did you see the ballerina movie?
I did.
It's pretty cool.
I saw Abigail. Yeah.
I liked it.
Fun time.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I forgot what I was going to bring up about it. My only thing was like...
here we go.
No.
It's woke.
Again,
fucking just, woke no, propaganda really bullshit.
Had to be a ballerina.
Stop shoving ballerinas in our faces.
Jesus. Like... Now you made me forget what I was going to fucking say.
Oh, you little nuggies.
My woke bullshit again.
You little bellies. You little nuggies.
The nuggies are down 15. Right. Okay, now I remember now. My only thing is, like, if you would have told me this was Radio Silence's first movie, I'd believe you. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
And I mean that lovingly. I've enjoyed all of their films, but I kind of want to see them do bigger things.
I see.
But that's me. They can do whatever the hell they want. This whatever they're finding more creatively fulfilling, go for it. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it felt like they did, it could have like a been there, done that type thing.
It felt like a reversal of Ready or Not. Felt like that setting, but instead of one person running away from all the characters, it's one person killing all the characters.
Sure.
And you're staying with all the characters. I think, like, the first maybe, like, 20 minutes were a little rough for me, the kind of setup for it.
Honestly, the ending was a little rough for me too. It was like the middle sequence where I thought it really soared. But we don't got to get into it.
All
right. The spoiler aspect of it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, once the, like, plot kicks in, like,
they do take their time in getting to
that
moment.
I like that they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do wish the marketing, I mean, there's no way. Have you seen the poster? The poster is fucking beautiful. It's just the girl
with the dress and the blood around
it.
Right?
Like, that's, I mean, if they would have not revealed, like, in the trailer. Because I remember seeing that first trailer when we saw Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, they just showed, like, everything.
Yeah.
I wish I wouldn't have seen that, obviously, but I also wish, if they would have kept it. Because, I mean, seeing something like that, I got to imagine. I mean, I know I've referenced a specific movie for, and I'm getting too detailed. Never mind. No. But, I heard an interview where they were talking about a specific movie. I was like, yeah, I fucking, because I thought that the entire time.
I have one in my head that I'm thinking about, but I don't think it's one they would reference, so never mind.
What?
Friday Night.
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, okay. I could see that, though, just because vampires. It was,
No, I mean, like, with
From Dust
characters
Dawn.
Within that, too. I don't get to it. But yeah. Oh, from Dust to Dawn?
Yeah.
Because of the Switch?
Yeah, because it's like one movie is kind of like. I think he said
hijacked. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what it would have felt like. And, but aside from that, I mean, Dan Stevens, like, just, like, having the time of his fucking life. Catherine Newton too. I haven't like really cared for her too much in some of her movies, but I thought she was fucking great. The dancing scene between her, like the cutting back and forth when she's like doing the thing, you know, really cool. And then Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
I've
been
loved
a fan of him since Lost.
Lost, yes. What was his name?
Oh shit! It's not Bram. Bram is the other guy.
No, that's Bram Stoker.
No, it's he. I mean, he's the guy who shoots
Stoker.
He
was part
name.
Of like the
like
the,
Keely or something like that, or like a
Kevin Durant.
He's
gonna have a big year this year. He's in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, yeah. What's the quote in that trailer? What a beautiful day, something like that.
Yeah, something like
wonderful
that.
Day or something like that.
Martin Keamy.
Keamy, I was so close. I was close.
You know the first episode he appeared in?
Well, it had to be season 4.
I think so.
Okay, so
I only know it because I just saw it. I was like, oh, it's literally the best Lost episode.
Oh, like the constant?
Yeah,
really, that was his first one.
His introduction because he plays. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Now I was gonna go. Bram Stoker. All right. No, he's got like one of the best moments of the whole series. It's spoiler alert when he kills Ben Linus's daughter.
Yeah,
like, it's
oh yeah,
one of the best moments in Lost.
He's like, I don't care. Go ahead, do it. Oh, you bastard!
That show is so.
He's in Lost, by the way. Not Kevin Durant.
Bram.
Huh?
Bram is in Lost.
Bram. No. What's his name? Ben Linus, the actor,
Michael Emerson.
There we go. Person of interest. I don't know if he's in that show.
Yes,
he is. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
yeah. He's in Fallout.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he pops up in episode 2. Okay. Oh, yeah, because he plays the mercenary that goes in there with the team.
Okay.
In the island, right?
Yeah. He works for Charles Widmore, I believe.
Charles Widmore.
God, I gotta
go back and do it. Yeah. It's
so daunting because it's back when they made 24 episode seasons. But like, man, do I want to?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that writer's strike helped it out a lot. Cutting that shit in half, right?
Yeah.
I was talking with some coworkers about Lost, and we were like going back and forth because I was like, no, it's fucking great.
It is.
The first 4 seasons are like perfect.
Yeah.
Season 5 and 6, okay, I get it.
It gets crazy, but
it gets wild.
Yeah.
I think even the Ben Michael Emerson, he had an interview recently. He's like, I fucking love the Lost ending. Get over it.
Yeah.
He's like, because I think someone, it's like, is there something that people shout at you or something like that? Like, they always yell at me about the Lost ending.
It drives me crazy how many people still just don't understand what they watched, where they're like, yeah, they said they're dead the whole time. That's literally not what they said. If you just listened, you'd understand that. But
yeah. Anyways, side tangent on Lost.
But Lost is great.
Abigail's fun. Go see it.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think they're supposed to do, Escape from New York.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that they were attached to that.
I remember this was a couple years ago at this point, before they got announced for Abigail, I think. Mm-hmm. They were also doing one that was like a high school reunion set type thing, which bummed me out because it was similar to an idea that I had. And I was like, oh, you fuckers.
Well, they're not doing it anymore.
Yeah,
so
I guess they're not.
Hurry the fuck
but
up.
If they do that, that'd be cool. But we'll see.
Yeah, I remember, you know the story of them getting Scream, what they were like working on? I think
when they got Scream, no.
I think I want to say that they were going to do Cocaine Bear. And then they like, I swear, I think this is true. Like, because I think the guy who wrote Cocaine Bear was friends with them, and I think they had asked that they were potentially going to do it, and then they got Scream, and then they're like,
yeah,
it was either Cocaine Bear or something else, but I want to say it was something obscure like Cocaine Bear.
I mean, it's around that time, the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, yeah. They're not doing Scream 7, so I don't care about them.
Kevin Williamson's doing 7. I forgot who was hired to direct.
I was going to say, at least Abigail's not IP, but I think technically it kind of is. I think it's based off of something.
Yeah. It's a Universal movie, right?
Yeah.
That Abigail was? So it would be Dracula? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Bram Stoker's Bram. Dracula's daughter. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, Abigail's cool.
I fell asleep during another show. I watched the pilot for The Sympathizer on HBO.
Oh, is that the
Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, that's out already? Shit.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful filmmaking. Fell asleep after 20 minutes. And then I woke up, I was like, God damn it! So I gotta go back.
You gotta stop drinking coffee, man.
I watched all of Conan O'Brien Must Go.
Oh, it's great!
Loved it!
Oh my God!
Good Lord.
So
only 4 episodes.
Good.
Kind of upset about that.
Yeah.
Being just shorten them and make more.
Give me more.
But yeah, it's
fucking fantastic.
Lovely show.
Just He's the best.
Yeah.
He is so fucking funny.
Just such a and comfort watch, and I mean that in the best way, not like a shitty thing that you watch. Like, it's literally just you can't watch that and be mad.
No, yeah. No, no
it's,
yeah.
It's great.
His, like, casting department needs to get an Emmy because every person that they, like, come across, or not come across, but, you know, the fans that they interview.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's
a casting. It
no,
would
no,
be
no.
Like,
I think there is a casting process to that. I'm sure.
To get real life people?
Not the real life people, but like, you know, the fans that they interview in the show. Like
Do that every week.
Right.
So they there's a fan episode every week of the show, and I think they've just picked like a couple to do that.
Right.
To
show. Okay. But still I would imagine that they screen those fans ahead of time. That's all I'm trying to give credit to casting agents here and casting people. You're over here like, well,
it's casting.
Well,
it's
just, I think it is casting.
It's producers and whatnot.
I think it's casting.
Okay, it could be casting.
It's casting.
Comment below, are you casting director? Let us know. Where did you work on Conan O'Brien Must Go?
But yeah, then I don't know. They just get fucking gold with people that they interact with.
Yeah.
Just like you can't
only Conan too can take a moment where like he's talking to a guy and he's just not giving him anything in return. And he's like, we have no chemistry.
Yeah.
And make that hilarious.
Yeah.
Like anyone else could be like, it'd be like dead in the water. Like they're like, you can't do anything with this. And only he can make that.
The fucking Argentina one killed me with the sun. He's like, you're going to try to throw him off the building.
Going off about how he's like probably a serial killer. Oh, it's good shit. Yeah. The show's great. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good time. Yeah. That was a fun watch. I mean, I guess I get why it was so short because probably spent a shit ton of money just sending them there. Yeah. All the drone shots were just fucking him carrying around the drone
that killed
with him.
Me. That
so
killed
fucking
me.
Funny. yeah, that's great. What else?
Real quick.
Yeah, what do we got? Update.
Huge update up in Denver, Colorado, where the Lakers are taking on the Nuggets. Christian.
Cody.
Lakers are up by 20 points right now in the third quarter. This is their biggest lead of the series. Might be the biggest lead they have had over Denver. Maybe in years. I have to think about that.
This could be their
year. If they beat Denver, there ain't nobody stopping the Lakers. Let me tell you that right now. Because Denver is the best team in the West,
Those
even though they're the two seed.
Are burnt.
But I think the Lakers can beat any team besides Denver. Just got to get past Denver.
Okay.
Past them Nuggies.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
Speaking of. What are your thoughts on Stranger Things 5?
Was there a trailer?
No, okay. But there was for Deadpool 3.
Right? I actually watched that trailer twice today.
Whoa.
I was like, I watched it in the morning when it came out. I was like, that's cool. And then I was like, later in the afternoon, I was like, let's pull that up.
Let's dissect and pause on everything.
I paused and went back for the Mad Max shot. I was like, what's that all about? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, we're crossing over finally.
And then, I think it looks great.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Looks fun.
Apparently, it's testing pretty well.
Oh, there we go.
That's the scoop.
Okay. Who's the scoops? Jeff Snyder.
You know. You don't need to ask.
The Scoop Master. I'm excited. It looks like fun. I'm curious to see how they're gonna explain Wolverine, because I'm sure, you know, they're like, no, Logan happened. This is just fun.
I'm assuming it's just another dimension or something like
or
that.
Or I want James Mangold to be like, no, fuck you, motherfucker.
Did you see what he tweeted when they announced the movie?
No. Oh, I feel like
they announced. They announced it was Deadpool and Wolverine, and then he just tweeted like a gif of Wolverine getting horribly stabbed, like murdered. Like, no, this happened. It was great.
I love that.
It was good.
I feel like he can be kind of a grump on Twitter, and I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's needed.
Yeah. Some people just need to be the grumps in the room.
Oh, yeah.
You need some grumps in the room.
I'm all for it. When he's making the fucking movies that he's making, he deserves to do that. Yeah. Hell yeah. Because Logan's fucking great. But yeah, the trailer looks great. Should be a lot of fun. I feel like it's been so long since I'm not going to shit on Marvel stuff like that. That one comment is still haunting me.
I think it was a valid point to bring up. We're confused by it.
I haven't heard anything.
We're confused.
I like the trailer, but I'm also, you know, I don't know.
I think it's just a tone thing. I think it's a tone thing.
Okay.
Just got
to. Do I have to
be more gentle? Be gentle like these NBA teams, you know?
Like, oh, you want the little Nuggies?
I like the Celtics.
I like the little Deadpoots.
The little Boston
little
Celtics.
Oh, the dead pooch. That little dog looking at his face.
Yeah. That was great.
I like when you said, leave me alone, lady, or something like
that. That was a good line. That was a good line.
It's good writing.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Anyways, who do you think is going to direct Avengers 6? That threw you off.
Never ask me that question again.
All right.
Good Lord.
Don't shit on fans.
Avengers
don't shit on
6.
Fans. People want to know these things.
I forgot where I was going now. It's the second time today that I've had a wonderful thought that you have just
Deadpool and Wolverine.
I guess we can go to.
You want
to
talk about Trump and the trials that's going on?
What's going on there? Was the jury selected?
I don't know.
Is it going to be contaminated? Is that what's going on?
Well, I don't know. I didn't keep up with today. I know last week they like chose seven, then two dropped out. I think the best part was that his defense team were like, no, we can't have these people because of all these tweets, and they forced them to read all those tweets in front of him with them there. I think that's fucking hilarious.
But so the whole thing with a jury is that they have to be impartial, right?
Yes. But how do you do that?
How the hell are you not going to be... Like, it works especially if, like, you're not aware of who the person is.
Right.
Like, how the hell... With everything that's gone on in the last decade...
8 years.
How are you going to just ignore that?
Even prior to 8 years, just knowing him as the reality TV show, impossible. Like... Yeah, it's quite impossible to not know who this person is. It's almost like a president shouldn't be on trial for shit.
I mean that in the sense
that he's got full immunity and he should. This is a scam.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing, because the Supreme Court is talking about that this week, whether or not he is going to be immune or not.
Jesus.
All of his appointees, all the people that he chose. So, you know,
fun times.
If you and I did it, oh no, lock him up, throw away the key. Cody, you and your porn star hush money.
What?
Throw away
How
the
dare
key.
You?
Throw away the key.
Is that the phrase? Is that the phrase they're using?
Throw away the key? I don't know.
Oh, that was
a point in sage.
You're just
shit.
Repeating something.
Yeah.
But it in my face.
And then, like, apparently he smells. I don't know. Or he keeps farting or something. I don't know.
Wait.
Hold on. Let me look it up.
Wait. That cannot be real. There's a development on Trump farting.
There's some people
that,
like,
has to be fake.
Maybe. I hope.
That's so good. Especially if they had to read that. In front of the fucking judge.
I just see Donald. Oh, no, hold on. Yeah. That's what it is, yeah. Quote, it smells really bad. Criticizes. Okay, hold on.
This is in the courtroom that it smells?
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Fuck, where was it?
Oh, these aren't like firsthand accounts from the Oval Office or something.
No, I think these are people like actually like reporting from.
Okay. If I had to think in my head, like, who you think the stinkiest president is, Trump's might be up there.
Lincoln.
I mean, back then, I guess bathing.
Everyone.
Yeah, Washington smelled fucking horrible.
Showers didn't even exist.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Obama probably smelled fantastic. He seemed like a cologne guy. Like, he'd just have cologne on at all times.
Yeah.
Bush, I think, would have, like, a nice, like,
he would.
You know, I mean, he'd like a hue to him, you know?
Smell like weed.
George Bush?
Yeah.
Didn't
he smoke a lot?
He drank a lot.
Mm.
I don't know about
Damn it.
Weed.
Michael Cohen mocks Donald Trump smell rumors.
Oh, hold on. Damn it, we need a source.
I gotta find the original tweet, because I could have swore it was from, I'm having a Joe Rogan moment here. Donald Trump farts in courts. Sources say, hold on.
Wait, so he farted in court.
Ben Macias, co-founder of Media's Touch and owner of Los Angeles.
Midas Touch, excuse me, sorry.
Reported today that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom and that it's very stinky around him.
Okay, so if he's doing it defiantly, it's kind of funny. If he's just like, yo, this is a scam, you know? And he's just like, he's farting on the process, maybe.
As well, Maggie Haberman reports that Donald Trump continued to fall asleep during the proceedings as well. And, you know, what I'm hearing from my sources as well is that, you know, and I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom and that it's very stinky around him. It's putrid odor in the courtroom, and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell.
There's like a whole other from
wow.
Media's Touch.
Okay. Media's Touch, that's great. Man, that is so it's confirmed. It's an actual thing, though.
I mean, from what people are saying in the grave, someone just could be passing gas in there, you know?
If you were to blame it on somebody to make it a story, I can totally see why you're putting it on Trump.
You know?
I can just seem to be like, no, I didn't fart.
Sleepy Don, though.
It's the corrupt media. One of them farted.
That's the funniest part, is that, like, if he's falling asleep on class, it's like, this guy's literally been criticizing the other president of calling him Sleepy Joe.
Right.
And he can't even,
at his own trial.
Like, I don't know about you, but if I was in court, I would not be fucking falling asleep.
Unless,
I'd be scared for my life.
Unless he's doing it deliberately to try to make a statement,
I
get.
That's the other kind of, like, problem with this. Like, this means so little to this guy that he's, like, falling asleep, you know, because he knows he's probably going to get away with it. So, Anyways, at least he's going out with a toot.
And I think I heard somewhere that, like, even if he does, if he is found guilty of this, like, he's not going to jail because typically for these things, he's technically a first-time offender in this regard, so he wouldn't get jail time, I think.
Yeah, I think
it's something like that. I might be totally misinformed.
He could go to jail for... It's so hard to keep track of because one of them got, like, tossed out because of that the one lady, right? The Georgia stuff. Because this one, is this one the Stormy Daniels?
I think so.
He might be, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the full. Oh, wow. I swear, I think he can. Like, I think if you're talking in terms of, like, what is possible, like, literally anything is possible, I think there is a possibility he could go to jail. But, I mean, odds of him doing it, he'll probably... just never be able to do fucking business in certain places. He'll sell shit.
Yeah.
He's selling his Bibles. You know, I want to see those number sales.
He's selling Bibles?
Are you fucking kidding me, Cody?
Hold on. I did not hear about the Trump Bibles. What's
you
going on?
You didn't hear
here?
About the Trump Bibles?
I don't. It's coming back to me now.
That feature not only the Bible, but it features the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, lyrics from an American song.
What are we doing? What are we doing here? No, I did not hear
How
about
much that. Do you think this Bible is? First of all,
oh, it's probably like $80.
How much do you think Bibles are in general?
It should be free.
They're free.
Yeah,
you can literally go into any church and be like, "I want a Bible."
Steal one.
You just take one.
Pickpocket a Bible.
$60.
Is it at least like leather bound? You know, like nice.
I saw one TikToker like actually reviewing it, and it's like this is very cheaply made. It's like no different than any other one. And then also, I think like he was. I don't think it said made in China, but like. But, like, if it was made in the U.S., you would think that they would put it on there. It was like, no, nothing. It was like, it was probably made in a fucking different country.
Okay.
Thank you, King Sporko. He's like, Cody.
When did this happen? This was recent?
This is like a month ago, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a couple weeks. A couple weeks ago. It's hard to keep track with him.
It's literally hard.
It's very hard to keep track of him.
It is. Yeah.
You didn't know he was farting.
I had no idea he was farting in court. Yeah. That seems like a story that should have been presented to my front door. Like, people should have not.
Imagine.
Cody, you hear the news about the farts?
Imagine him in a debate. Like, Secret Service would have to, that's an attack.
Yeah, I guess so.
That could, Biden could fall from that. Yeah. Whoa, Joe, whoa, Jack.
Yeah.
You know?
Joe Jack.
Wow. He's got his ice cream and one. I want them to debate at an ice cream parlor. I feel like that's where
Biden. Let's spice up these locations
you know
these
what I mean?
Debates a bit.
Yeah.
Or like do like American Gladiators type shit where they have like the fucking.
Oh, they should panels. Do a 90, a hard 90, just like fucking triathlon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or do, like, sprints. Open mics or something like that. I'm trying to think of, that's like, backdrops here.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you got to be... Yeah.
Oh, if you do a... No, if you're, like, a stand-up comedy setting, I think, unfortunately, Trump would...
Oh, yeah.
In terms of stage presence, would crush Biden. Yeah, you're right.
You'd have to,
Biden
like...
Biden would have to have really good writers to kind of, like, give him stuff, but, yeah.
Okay, you got to do... Okay, here we go. This instead of just a Randolph, like, a debate between the two of them...
Mini golf.
That's good. Or the two just have to keep talking for as long as they can and see who gets more delusional by the end of it.
Yeah.
Because
who can take the most coke?
Well, because like both of them, when they talk and they start to ramble, like one just seems lost and confused. The other one just sounds fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
which is a good balance to have when you
I guess
people
so.
Leading the country.
Yeah. I guess I'd rather have like a guy who doesn't know where he quite is as opposed to someone who's just straight
can't believe this is that.
Delusional. Like do you hear his other quote of the Civil War, like the Gettysburg one?
Yes, I did read the transcript of that, I think.
Yeah.
And it was just all nonsense.
It was like,
which
one was that one? It's like the Gettysburg.
Like, lovely battle or something like that.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah. Like, don't run uphill or something like that. I forget what, don't fight uphill or something like that. I forget exactly what he was saying.
Oh,
but I remember reading it being like, what is going on here?
Yeah. And then Biden's other one about Iran potentially like firing back at Israel. Did you hear Biden's response to that one?
Is it the don't one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
no,
like,
I saw that.
Just like,
yeah.
Don't.
And then they did.
And he walks away.
Yeah.
And then they asked Kamala, he's like, what do you mean by that? And she was like, don't.
Ugh.
It's pretty self-explanatory. Don't.
Anyway.
This is where we live.
Yep. Lovely times. Fun times. November's going to be wild.
Man, I don't fucking...
This year is going to be insane, man.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's pretty wild. But why don't we celebrate a little bit here? Let's not think about a horrendous future. Happy Earth Day, by the way. Let's celebrate the Earth.
What's your favorite thing about Earth? Comment below.
Yeah.
Tell us. Oh, the camera just went out.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Was there
speaking
of battery
the Earth,
power again?
Yeah, I forgot to put the battery in.
You know, guys, we try to be, you know, aware of energy consumption and stuff like that. You know, we're trying not to just power the cameras into the wall like that. You know, just using up all these watts. So, Christian, try to be noble and do some battery stuff going on. And or maybe he just forgot to plug it in, which is also a possibility as well. But I'd like to just say that he was being noble and trying to be, you know, for the environment here on Earth Day. So the battery just died. And now that we know that the show lasts about 47 minutes on just battery power, if you're shooting in, are we in 4K or 6K? 1080? What are we shooting in?
Not really. It's not shooting on anything, really.
I mean, what is it capturing? What are we streaming in?
1080.
Okay. Got it.
Because I'm not recording anything on the camera.
Right. But it's still presenting something.
Yeah. Anyways. Speaking of Earth Day, Taylor Swift has a new album out.
She does. And we took it upon ourselves.
Yes.
To be informed.
Let me get up my
with
notes.
What the youth is listening to these days.
Yeah, boy.
We're trying to be hip with society.
I said hip hop.
So Taylor's- we legit took it upon ourselves to listen to a Taylor Swift album today.
Mm-hmm.
All 31 songs. Didn't know that before we agreed to doing this task.
Did not fucking know that.
But we did it. We have some thoughts. I'm sure not very extensive. I'm sure if her fans are watching, you're not going to like what we have to say. Not that we're going to shit on it, but because we don't know what we're talking about.
So while you're at it, make sure you're hitting that like button. There's 41 of you watching right now, live. I want to see 50 likes. Just make it happen. Create new accounts. And then if you're watching after we're live, get us to 100 likes. We'll throw a Taylor Swift party. We'll do it. We'll fucking do it. We'll throw this music on. We'll dance in the desert or in the woods naked, and we'll have a fun time.
I think we've talked about T-Swift songs in the past, like our limited
knowledge
of them. And I think I'm on the record saying that Style is a bop. I have debated using that song for karaoke.
Is that the one
past.
Where Karma is the guy with the Chiefs?
No, it's not.
Is that Karma?
I actually don't know what that song is. Right. But Style is a great fucking song.
Okay.
You got that James Dean.
I can probably... I don't think I can name five songs.
Okay.
But I probably know
five songs. This
is the fun one.
Okay,
so
we did this for the Beatles. You think we can get to 10?
Together?
I think we can do it together. Separate, I don't think we can. But the problem is, if you go first, then what am I going to be stuck with? So I think we got to do it together. So
I mean, top of my head, I'm pretty sure Karma is one.
Let's start with what we know. Is that the name of the song? Is Karma?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Let's say it.
I think we'll save that one. We'll save that. We'll keep that little thumb in there.
Shake It Off.
Yep. Style, of course.
Style.
Blank Space.
It's all you, buddy.
You're out now already?
I'm fucking out.
All right, we got this. All right, let's go with...
Oh, can we count the new album?
No. Okay. I say no. Let's see how far we can get without it. I Knew You Were Trouble when you walked in. That's one.
I bet you there's a song called Country Girl.
Maybe. Oh, I forgot about the country songs. We'll get to those in a second. 22.
Oh, feeling 22.
We're going to get there. We got this. Love Story.
Love Song.
She did Picture to Burn was her, right? About the stupid pickup truck you never let me drive, I think it was her. It's during the country phase.
Okay.
You Belong With Me.
Okay.
Okay, we got 8. We need 2 more. We can do this, buddy. Come on.
I think Karma is a song.
No. We're not.
I'm gonna look it up.
Hold on now. We got this. We need 2 more. All right. So there was.
Jesus Christ. Fortnite already has 52 million views. That's
wasn't there one called like Back to December or something like that?
That's my December.
That's Linkin Park, isn't it? Yeah. Fucker.
I don't know if that's originally I thought that was a cover.
What was All Too Well? All Too Well. Technically, you can say 2 if you do the long version and the short version. And then...
She has a song called Slut.
What?
Yeah, she's got a song called Slut.
Okay. I need one more, Christian. We can do this.
I'm looking up to see...
I feel like there's a country one I'm missing. There's a country one I'm missing.
Something
about a Teardrops on My Guitar.
Okay.
Got it. Oh, shit. Someone commented. Calvin just commented. I didn't take it from you, Calvin.
Okay, maybe Karma is not a song. What song am I thinking of?
Yeah, see? I didn't want to lead off with that because I'm going to be wrong right away.
She said it live, Karma is the guy on the
Chiefs. I think it's just a lyric, buddy.
I know it is, but I thought like the song.
Yeah.
Because she says, Karma.
Bad Blood was an obvious one. Damn it. Anyway, I'm proud of us. We got there.
Okay, so.
We got enough to make up a proper length of an album.
Okay.
And songs.
Okay. Okay. We are two guys that obviously don't really listen to Taylor Swift that much.
Not that we're shitting on it, just not our cup of tea, so we don't know a lot about it.
No.
Okay.
I can confidently say that this album, this newest one, Karma is a Song. Thank you. Thank you, Aaliyah. Appreciate it.
Good job.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Fucking listen to me.
You doubted yourself.
You?
How am I supposed to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself, sir?
Fuck, bars.
Yeah.
Bars.
That's a
dude.
Lyric from
Dang.
Folklore. Is that an album? I think it's
better
an album.
Lyric than anything. No, I'm kidding.
Kurt, I care about you. Be careful. Be careful.
Is that a song?
No, I'm just saying be careful with your words here. Okay.
I can confidently say that this is the first full album that I've listened to in terms of a Taylor Swift album.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Asterisk. I only listened to the first 16 songs.
Okay.
Well, and a couple in the full.
I think I got to 27 or 28.
Okay, because we talked about that there's 31 songs here, and I was
like. Like a double album, it looks like.
I guess so. Okay. I was very confused, and then I was looking through her discography, and like every album has either 18 or 30 songs. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking
crazy.
And
then there's the ones that she re-releases.
Yeah.
Because she has
maybe
her masters now.
Maybe that's what it is, so. Not quite sure, but in terms of this new album, the Dead Poets Society, what's this album called?
Tortured Poets Department, I believe it's called.
Okay.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
In terms of this album.
All of it.
I don't know the consensus. I don't know how people feel.
Okay.
I'm sure it's beloved.
Sure. I don't know.
That being said.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I just don't.
Careful.
Now,
Christian, I care about you.
Now, hear me
Be
out.
Careful.
Hear me out. I tried my darndest, okay? I have a track-by-track review. up until... Okay, you know...
God, I wish you had, like, a letterbox so you can review all these tracks.
Okay, I have up until I'm gonna get you back. No spaces. That's all one word.
Okay.
I did listen to, like, the Albatross and... Chloe or Sam or Sophie or Marcus, that's a song.
Later tracks in the album that you kind of skipped ahead for.
Yeah, okay. I did the apparently, you know, the Kim K diss track. I listened to the last song too. So, you know, a lot in between. But here are kind of my general thoughts starting from 1 to 18.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay?
Let's do it.
This is top of my head.
Again, be careful.
I'm going to be as careful as I can. My very first note, I posted this in our Discord. 31 fucking songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tighten it up.
Song number one, Tighten Fortnite, up, featuring Post Malone. I like the beat, but a slow start.
Oh, I thought it was a good start.
2, Tortured Poets Department. I like the chorus. 3, my boy only breaks his favorite toys. Kind of sounded like the last song. 4, Down Bad. Catchy chorus, favorite so far. Also kind of sounds like another one of her songs, but no idea which one. I'm not saying a song from this album. It sounds like another song that I've heard before.
Okay, got it.
But still,
might have been Karma.
I think Down Bad is my favorite of this bunch.
Okay.
There's one more other song that I actually genuinely liked. 5, So Long London. Didn't stand out much. It ended, and I was like, oh, it's over?
Okay.
But Daddy, I Love Him. Mm-hmm. This song made me perk up a little. I liked this one, and I wasn't bored.
Okay.
7, Fresh Out of the Slammer. This was a song. I literally had...
No notes. Yeah.
I didn't know what to say. 7. Oh, no, no. 8. Florida.
With 3 exclamation marks, right?
Featuring Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Sounded like a Florence and the Machine song.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 9. Guilty as Sin. I liked this beat. 10. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? The ending was nice. I'm trying to say a lot of positive stuff, basically.
Yeah.
11. I Can Fix Him. No, really, I can. I like that this was short. I think it was like a 2-minute song.
Okay.
12, LOML.
Okay. Took me a second to figure out what that was an acronym for. Then she said it later in the song.
Oh, okay.
I forget what it was.
I said this song was pretty nice piano work.
Okay.
There we go. 13, I Can Do It with the Broken Heart. This was a bop.
Yes,
I like this
one. I actually like this one a lot.
I like this one because there was like an upbeat.
Yeah, they kicked up the tempo a little bit. It was like a fun little.
It finally got going. Yeah. And then I also said this got me to tap my foot, and the ending was nice.
Yeah.
14, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. I could have swore I heard this song already on the album. Thought my mind was playing tricks on me. 15, The Alchemy. This is a song.
I like this one. The Alchemy was good. I like that one.
16, Clara Bow. Decent closer.
So that was technically a closer for the first song?
I think that's technically the
album?
End of that first part of it. Okay. Yeah. And then the Black Dog, I said I like the ending.
I like the Black
I'm
Dog.
I'm Gonna Get You Back. I just said nice chorus. For the Kim K diss track, I said this was a diss track. And overall thoughts, many songs sounded the same. I was kind of bored. And what I'm about to say next is, I mean this in a positive way.
Careful.
Might be a good album to fall asleep to.
It's soothing. That's what you just said.
Literally said it was soothing.
My Discord just went off.
I was like, that wasn't me. Yeah. Oh, someone in the Discord's pissed off. Yeah. Someone's losing their minds.
Yeah, no.
Kingsport Kells said, damn, I used to love the Wanger Show. Hey. Just giving my honest
I tried
thoughts.
To tell him to be careful, Calvin. I'm sorry.
I don't know if most Taylor Swift albums like sound like this. It from start to finish, it felt very samey.
Yeah, a lot of them kind of blended together for me as well. I do think the ones that you liked, I also liked. Is it the Black Dog was the one that you mentioned? That one's one I think had a little bit more of a... not like a rock sound, but a more like an alternative sound that I really, really vibed with. And I thought that was pretty cool. I kind of want to see her go in that direction a little bit more. I don't know if she has in the past. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But it reminded me a lot of, and this is like a lazy example because it's just a band with a female singer, but it reminded me a lot of The Joy Formidable, if you're familiar with that band. Awesome band. But I could totally see her in that world like doing really well. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't pay too much attention to like the lyrics. There were a couple that like... stood out where I was like, that's kind of weird. But
another one I enjoyed, the So High School was a fun one.
Okay.
I think that was probably about Travis Kelce, I would guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it was a good one.
Wasn't the album finished by then? Or no?
I don't know. It sounds like it's about him. I don't know. I don't know the fucking timeline. What do I
mean? What was I saying? I don't know. I guess the vibe. Oh, yeah. I wasn't paying attention too much to the lyrics. Only like a couple, like maybe because I was like doing stuff and I heard some stuff and I like kind of stopped and I was like, what'd she just say? Oh, okay. And then I just kind of like moved on. But it felt like kind of sombery.
Yeah.
You know,
she's like, a tortured poet.
You know? Oh, I guess that's the vibe.
You get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I'm proud of us for listening to most of
listen.
It.
We listen. Yes.
All in the name of content.
Yeah.
And trying to connect with what's hip. These days,
right.
Guys, we're trying to stay informed.
I'm sure that Taylor Swift fans love it, and if that's so, great.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you. Look, I can gush about things. I just gushed about Fallout Forever, and I'm sure other people are like, that show sucks.
Yeah,
totally fine. So if you dug this Taylor Swift album, then great. I'm glad you found something that made your weekend because I mean, well, honestly, if, like, Avenged Sevenfold came out with an album with 31 songs, I would have been, like,
tighten it up, guys.
Tight.
Just tighten it up. I think
just a little
like,
bit.
A really good, just, like, concise
I do.
Album.
I am curious to hear from, like, Taylor Swift fans that maybe they just... Because, you know, fans who are just fans of someone or anything will just love everything that they do. I would love to hear from, like, a Taylor Swift fan who... you know, can be, like, a little critical and be like, this wasn't my favorite, you know, but there will be more albums, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the worst thing on the planet. It doesn't have to be the best thing.
I think there are plenty of people who are like that.
I'm sure.
I think it's just, like, it's the stereotype that, like, Swifties are kind of, like, you know,
I also think they're
really
just
intense, you know?
Very loud, too.
Sure.
You know, like, it's very apparent that, you know, they are big fans of this stuff. Because, yeah, like if my favorite bands came out with an album that had a bunch of songs like that, I'd be like, oh, this is overkill. Like part of the reason why I've never dove into like Green Day stuff after American Idiot or what's the Revolution one?
21st Century Breakdown. Oh, Revolution Radio is a later one as well.
Okay, all right. Well, it's just because there are so many fucking like uno, dos, tres, like there's like a bajillion songs. Like,
that's a perfect example. Like dude, just
yeah. Like I
uno, dos, tres could have been a really good.
Oh, it's Trey, not Trace.
It is Trey. Cool.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. It's not actually.
It's called Trey.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. If they made that all into one thing instead of spacing it out, it would have been actually pretty solid.
Right.
But, yeah.
So, yeah, I'd be curious to hear from Taylor Swift fans who are like, it's like, you know. Because I also think that's kind of fun, too. Like, even with Blink-182's California and the Deluxe Edition, I'm always like, oh, take these yeah. songs out, put these ones in here, yeah. and then boom, you got your album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think sometimes, like, especially if they're like deluxe or bonus stuff, that can be kind of fun. I do find it funny, like, when artists talk about past stuff and they have like B-side releases and they like regret it because they're like, oh, we didn't like that shit, mm. but at the time we had to. So yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Wiley says, I think Midnights is her worst album. Okay.
That was the one, that was her previous one, I believe.
Ooh.
I think.
Well, I saw in the Discord, not to call anybody out, Arcadia was the first one to post about it. And yeah. he said top three.
Ooh. How many she had? Like, not re-releases if you're not counting those. Has she had 10?
She has like 12 releases.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. I just threw out a fucking number. She probably has 10, I would think.
Yeah.
Manny says, don't worry, guys. She'll re-release in a couple of years with more bonus. Does
and they'll
she
be longer.
Do that?
The tracks will be longer.
Does she do that? That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, hey, good fucking...
And she'll win 4 more Grammys because
of it. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, this is the one she announced at the Grammys, huh?
I mean, after a while, you know, I get doing that, you know, change it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. 11 albums. Thank you, Aaliyah.
11? Appreciate I was close.
It. Yeah.
All right. Aaliyah?
Comment below. How do you pronounce that name?
There are a lot of fans that don't like yeah. Tortured Poets. Okay.
Sure.
There yeah. we go.
And just plenty of rational people in the world.
Yeah.
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 I think there's a song, or I don't know if it's a song or the, you know, tone of, yeah, but I, well, it's not like Taylor, like, talking back at her fans, but I think it's more talking about, like, people being obsessed with her personal life. I think that was what the, what was that one song you mentioned? The Daddy song. Daddy Can't Take It.
Not that one.
No, it's a reference to the warm-up show, patreon.com.
Daddy Can't
Take It. But Daddy, I Love Him, I think, is about that aspect of it.
Okay.
I think. I might be wrong. Yeah. What the fuck do I know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it was...
I'm proud of us. We did it.
It was a lot. I don't know who else we could have, like, done this with or for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
Didn't Beyonce just have an album? Could have done her, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, but I, like... I
also
love
country music as well. It's a double. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, Taylor Swift is kind of country, too. There's a couple.
Not anymore. She like, left country like a decade ago, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Try that in a small town.
Yeah.
It's
pronounced Aaliyah, by the way.
Aaliyah?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks for joining. All righty. So Manny says, someone pointed out that she rhymes too much within lyrics, and it has changed how I hear her songs. I mean, I can...
She rhymes too much?
Maybe I can see...
It's not like a standard of music, but...
Maybe it's like the rhyming is like on the nose.
Mm.
There was one... I don't know what song. She mentioned like another singer, and I didn't know who she was. She was like, we made this person a famous singer. Why? Or she said, it wasn't that. That's not the lyric, but...
We made this person a famous singer. Why?
And then she mentioned like, you chewed on chocolate bars.
What?
And made this person a singer. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a lyric, motherfucker. Hold okay. on.
Oh, you don't have to be so hostile. This is the tone I'm telling you about. You know? I'm gonna come and be like, hey, don't be so mean to your co-host
here we
Cody.
Go. The anthology. Thank you. Okay. Now I have to fucking look for it.
While you're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, big update in the NBA front. The Lakers once again taking on the Denver Nuggets. Up in Denver, the Nuggets have cut the lead to 8. It is 79-71. I am getting sweaty over here looking at the score. There are 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I am nervous, Chris.
You'll be fine. Okay, this lyric comes from the title track, The Tortured Poets Department. This, I believe, is track 2. You smoked, then ate 7 bars of chocolate. We declared Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist.
Is it Puth or Puth?
Puth?
I don't know.
Oh.
Comment below, is it Puth or Puth?
That's it Puth?
Do we know who this person is?
No.
I have no fucking idea.
I thought it was like, Charlie who?
Yeah.
I was like, who is that? I'm supposed to know who that is.
Charlie Huth?
And then, what was the other lyric? The other lyric I heard was something about wanting to live in the 1800s.
Yeah, but without the racists. So it was. That was in the song, I Hate It Here, I think is the name of the song.
I Hate It
yeah,
Here? Yeah. Okay, all right.
That one,
see.
I
see. Again, I'm not...
That one
I'm
I heard
not,
as well.
I'm not trying to make
Apparently
fun.
Apparently it's Puth, by the way.
Puth, okay.
So we were right. Thank you, man.
It was just, there was another thing that I heard, I was like, huh?
Yeah. We all know Charlie Puth.
I'd say the 1830s, but without all the racists and getting married off the highest bid.
Oh, Wiley says, I think Charlie Puth is the See You Again guy from Fast and Furious. Oh, thank you again, Manny. You also said the exact same thing. Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
So is she saying, like, why did we make that guy famous?
I don't remember the song.
Oh, okay.
It was track two on a 31-track album. You know, it's gonna take some recollection.
But, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Aaliyah says, I usually only listen on audio, but I had to tune in for the Taylor discussion.
Well, buckle up, because every week now
Sorry.
Is going to be Taylor talk.
Sorry you had to see all this.
Every week.
Apologies. We should have bought Taylor Swift shirts.
Yeah.
Should've
we should have brought out the Filoni hats. I still have them in my car.
We should have flown private jets from across the country on Earth Day.
I forgot that. So if you recall, however many fucking episodes that was, when we got the giant cowboy hats, the Filoni hats.
Yes.
Put them in my car. I haven't taken them out. We were filming like a few weeks ago. And I brought them out, and it was so fucking windy, and I had to like put that shit on my head. It was fun. It was
shit
a fun
hurts.
Time. Fun memory.
Shit hurts. But yeah, Taylor Swift. Yeah. She's an artist.
She is talented.
She's talented.
I guess I understand the appeal.
One of the notes that I had that I just like didn't even have to write it down was just like, she's a good singer.
Yeah.
She can sing.
Yeah.
Sure. Because didn't she come out with an album? Okay, this, I guess we'll all be confused. Again, part of my ignorance.
Charlie Puth should be more famous, by the way. That's what they're saying in the song.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Bars.
I think that is the actual lyric, by the way.
Is it?
That Charlie Puth, I can't say the
I thought words. It was like, I don't remember.
We don't need it.
Okay.
We just read it, but yeah, dumb ass.
What did I say? Oh, yeah, she just came out with an album like 2 years ago, right? Or was that a Taylor re-release?
Yeah, no, that was an actual,
it was an actual
new album.
One.
Yeah.
And that's the one that, did Wiley say that one wasn't great?
Yeah.
Okay. That was Midnight?
Yeah, Midnights.
Midnights.
It's plural. Multiple Midnights going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that... That album's got to have like 50 songs on it, huh? Probably got a lot of songs.
Something tells me this 31-track epic is not her longest album. It would not surprise me if it's not. No, you don't need to look this
up. I'm
going to
look it up.
It's okay. We have it. We have an encyclopedia of fans here.
I mean, it's
who
hard
know
to
all the T-Swift.
Keep
so.
Track of, okay. Wow, 2006, her first album.
Which one is that?
15 songs already on her first album.
All right.
That's the one
that's a big
with,
flex.
That's the one with Tim McGraw.
Oh, yeah, it's the Teardrops on My Guitar.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Radio single remix, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Then we have Fearless. Should I do Fearless or Fearless Platinum Edition?
Platinum, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, Fearless, that's got to be the love story one, and You Belong With Me, I'm assuming.
Oh, I do know that one. Okay, yeah. 19 songs.
Ooh.
Oh, she's getting high. That, again, that's the deluxe.
Sure.
The standard has 13. That's more... My ideal... Sweet spot.
I mean, I think you can count this one that just came out as a deluxe, though, type thing.
True.
Going back to your Blink example, if that's like two dope.
When they did,
yeah, but
like,
that's, yeah.
Because Neighborhoods did like...
They did 10 songs, their deluxe was 14, but...
which I think the deluxe is canon.
I do too. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with
so,
you.
But I think 13...
I love how we said canon. Like,
yeah.
It's, fucking, it's a real song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaliyah says, I think Red TV is 30 songs. God damn. I think the sweet spot for an album is like 12 songs.
For a second, I was like, what the fuck is Red TV? Then I was like, what's the TV? And then I remembered, oh, Taylor's version. That's what it stands for.
I thought it was literally just called, I thought the album was
no,
called
No, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's
Red
just called
TV.
Red, so I had
okay.
to like take a second.
All right,
and
so
I was like, what do they mean by that?
Speak Now Deluxe Edition, 20 songs. It's this 90-minute album.
So people were prepared for this. No one was caught off guard.
I don't think anyone was caught off guard.
Okay.
Red, the deluxe edition, is 22 songs.
Okay.
I'm feeling 22. Is that, yeah, okay. All right. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
1989, is this like the favorite? I feel like this is like the favorite or something.
This one's got some bops.
This 1989 is like the
This
thing.
Is the blank space, the style, the Shake It Off, I think. This is all in this
she
album.
She goes back a little bit. 19 songs.
Really? Okay.
Oh, because the deluxe features three songs that are just voice memos.
Oh, that's cheating.
They're just getting their money's
yeah.
worth there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Reputation.
What's on Reputation?
15.
Okay.
We've got
then it was
Don't
Red.
Blame Me is on that one.
Oh, okay.
Then there's Lover.
That was Lover.
That has 18 songs.
Okay.
Folklore Deluxe Edition, Deluxe Version, 17 songs.
Okay.
Evermore Deluxe, okay. 17. Then we're coming back to Fearless for Taylor's version. Oh, my God. 26 songs.
Oh!
Red Taylor's version.
Okay, Red TV.
I think that was just said. 30 songs.
Okay.
Midnight's 3 a.m. edition.
It's not midnight anymore, Taylor.
20 songs.
Okay.
Then we have Speak Now Taylor's version. 22 songs. For, like, the Taylor's version, is she, like, rearranging songs? Is she re-recording songs?
The whole thing behind it is that she got rights to her masters, basically. So she owns it now, so she's re-releasing it. And I think either remastering or remixing or something. Mm. She's redoing a lot of the songs. Like, the big example is the All Too Well, like, 10-minute version as opposed to the shorter one.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then we have 1989 Taylor's version, but then there's also 1989 Taylor's version deluxe.
There are three versions of this album, is what you're telling me? Love it.
22.
Okay.
And then now we have the tortured. Wow. I didn't even see this in the actual. You can separate the two. Yeah, you can separate the two. There's the regular one, and then the Tortured Poets Department. The anthology is 30 songs.
Okay. I'm glad we got there, genuinely. Whew. It took a long time, but I'm glad we did the research.
Boy.
I'm trying to be informed.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Cody, we did it.
Did it.
We did it. Joe, we did it.
Did it.
Manny says she is re-recording and remixing the songs that she, that.
So that she owns them.
Oh, so that. No, he yelled it.
Yeah.
So that she owns
them.
She owns them.
Yeah.
Then putting bonus tracks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Get it.
I mean, hey, I'm glad she owns her shit now. The music industry sucks.
I have a question that's completely unrelated, but if you want to pivot to another topic, we can do it. What? Who's Watcher on YouTube? You hear about this drama?
Oh, I heard about the drama.
I never
heard them.
There's always, like, YouTuber drama, and when it happens, it's always these channels with, like, millions of subscribers that I've never heard of.
Yeah, I feel a little, feel like a real piece of shit for not knowing who they were. Because normally... Yeah,
no,
like,
but you're in the know. You
Colin
watch
Berringer, yeah. Colleen Berringer. I'm like, yeah, I know that. I fucking know of.
Yeah,
that fire apology. It's like mm-hmm. I'm in on it, dude.
Yeah,
the Fine Bros wanting to copyright react. I'm in it. I fucking know. Rooster Teeth shutting down. I know that shit.
I just love how it always goes the same way, where they announce something and it backfires horribly.
Horribly,
you know. And it always has to be the people on the couch saying, "Hey, guys." You know?
Yeah.
It's like, we got to talk about this.
We should just, we should do that and then just only do it for the sole purpose of doing an apology for it.
Yeah. I feel like that's been a April Fool's joke that we've had for years and never actually pulled the trigger on. But I don't know who they are. They're obviously very popular.
Manny says, so Watcher is the old BuzzFeed.
Okay.
Unsolved people. No clue what they do.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
I've heard of the unsolved people thing before.
Unsolved. Okay.
I think. I think, like, a lot of people came out of, but like the Try Guys, they were BuzzFeed guys, and they kind of went off and did their own thing. So,
I understand about this situation is that they have a big following on YouTube, and then they announce that they're doing it like their own streaming thing or their own separate website that they're going to put their content behind a paywall type thing. So that's why people were pissed off and they had to backtrack and do all this shit.
Right.
People are still doing that in today's day and age. Did we learn nothing from, was it Screen Junkies Plus? Did we learn nothing from those days?
Yeah. That was even, I think, like ahead of its time too. Like, cause that was even before Patreon.
Now Patreon's been around.
Patreon might've been around, but nobody really jumped on the bandwagon until, I don't know, there was one time, maybe it was during COVID.
It was before COVID,
right before
when people
COVID.
Started doing them. I know that in our world, it was right around the time we did it, and then everyone else
we did
also,
it first.
We did.
Besides Eric. Eric was like quite literally like the
first.
We don't
need to credit him every time we talk
No,
about
we
that.
Do.
No, okay.
I consider him a pioneer.
He's a Patreon pioneer. He's
Patreon,
a
PP. Yeah. He's a PP.
Yeah. He's the main PP.
He's a PP head.
Yeah. He's a big dog PP.
Hey, little PP head.
Let's check in on those on
Check
those
in the nuggies.
Oh, shit. Christian.
Oh,
as
boy.
I mentioned before, I am getting nervous.
Uh-huh.
And that is because the Lakers' lead has been cut to 4. It is 83-79. Remember, they were up 20 at one point. And there's 7 minutes left in this game. We are fucked.
Yeah, that's not good.
I am very much nervous right now. This
yeah, it's not good for you.
This is not making me feel good.
All right. Well, I can make you feel good.
Anyway, pee-pee. The main, we're talking about Patreon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of, starting tomorrow, all of our free content is going to be behind a paywall.
Yeah. Wangers Plus, you thought that was just a sketch. It's actually happening.
Oh,
$249 a month.
Ooh, what a fun time.
Yeah.
That was fun. We
that was
made
a fun
that
sketch.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made that one, and I got nervous for the reaction. And then nothing happened. And I was like, okay.
Oh, I didn't get nervous. I was just like.
I wasn't like scared. I was just like the awkwardness of potential conversations that I was nervous about. I'd be like, oh, boy.
It's not about anyone individually. No. It's literally making fun of everybody. Yeah. So. Yeah. And it was great. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
One of my faves. It was very fun to shoot.
Yeah.
I do miss shooting sketches. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah.
There was really
I miss
fun.
Just like. Laughing so much that we can't get through a take, you know.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot. I mean, Elves on the Shelves aren't quite sketches, but
that was in the same ballpark.
They feel like
it
because
laughing.
Yeah, because all those outtakes are so fucking funny because yeah. Alex is just making everyone crack up with his innocence. that was really fun. I love filming Real Robbie. That was my
most stressful one.
Oh, I know.
Because we were out in public, and I was very nervous. But yes. When we were home here, recording by the bathroom, that was the most fun.
Yeah.
Doing that scene, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Good times.
I do have a dilemma.
Oh, what?
First world problems, I know.
Oh, jeez.
Christian, I'm not one to treat myself and buy myself things, mainly because I don't have the money to do it.
Mm.
But thinking about maybe treating myself.
Oh.
Getting daddy a new guitar.
Whoa.
Are you familiar with the new Tom DeLonge Starcasters that have been released?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
You really not?
Mm-mm.
You know what he's rocking? Well, there are these new guitars,
mm-hmm.
And it's the DeLonge edition or whatever.
Yeah.
They're very expensive, but I kind of want to get one.
How much are we talking here?
Like $1,000-something.
Oh, dude.
$1,200, I think. Yeah. I'm probably going to do a payment plan on it, because I don't think I can just drop $1,200 on this one.
Okay.
But... kind of want to do it.
And it's like, it's not like his first signature, right? Like
he's had a Gibson. He's had a Stratocaster as well. This is just the latest one for the comeback tour. But it looks really cool. I kind of want to get a pink one. It looks cool.
I like that.
And look good.
You should get that and then bring it to when we go see them try to get signed.
Just bring it in the crowd and just
When I saw them last year, there were people, was it last year or
people
the year
brought
before
their
that?
Guitars?
No, people didn't bring their guitars, but they dressed up as Blink characters and shit, or from their music videos and whatnot, which is a bunch of nurses there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming up soon. Is that in June or July?
The concert? Ooh, I think it's July.
Comic-Con?
is it Comic-Con? Aren't you going to that?
No, I am good, probably, but no. I think it might be August, honestly, because...
fucking thing. Look at these.
Oh,
these are the colors. These are the colors.
I like the green. I do like
the green.
I
like it, but I don't like the white volume knob.
Oh, fair.
What I like about the pink one and the white one is that they have the black volume knob, and then the tuners are also black. I really like that. Oh, fucking Guitar Center, get out of here. But yeah, look at that shit. It's fucking beautiful.
That's pretty nice.
It's beautiful. Kind of want to do it.
It's very classic looking. July 6th.
Is the concert?
It's concert, okay. Yeah.
And then, because we're talking, I think Kyle and Harley were talking about as well, about you can also just buy the cheap Starcaster from Epiphone, I believe, which is $300 or $400.
Okay.
And then you can just buy other pieces and kind of mod it together, which I have no experience with, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's a cheaper option.
Or
you can just get the...
Daddy can treat himself.
I don't know.
Just daddy
comment
treat
below,
himself.
Should daddy treat himself? We'll
just
find
daddy
out.
Treat
we'll
himself.
See. We'll see. I don't know.
I do that, dude. NAB was last week. The
the what?
NAB.
Mm.
You know the Ozzy Osbourne song?
Oh.
It's not called NAB. Oh. Is it NA? Is it NIB? I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's the convention in Vegas that does all the production equipment and all that.
Oh.
Jazz. Yeah.
Man. I think I talked about it. I want to do a YouTube channel where we just go to conventions like that and just fucking just walk around.
You would have seen, dude, the amount of shit I saw. I don't know if, I think Adam Lavick was there, or at least he was posting stuff about it.
He probably ran the damn thing.
Probably did. But they were posting up a bunch of shit. There was like sweet ass black magic like cinema cameras that they're coming out with. Yep. There was this one tripod that was trending a lot that was just like, it's an easy pickup and they just fall down and they equal out like automatically, basically. Oh. So you don't have to like do the whole thing. It was just like, and then like the guy was testing it where he was like hanging on it. Like it carried his weight. Because it looked very like kind of cheap and almost like plastic, and then he hung on it and I was like, "No, this shit's fucking legit." And I was like, "Oh shit,
man,
it's pretty good."
Damn, cameras, man,
cameras are pretty good.
You watching Baby Reindeer on Netflix?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's fucked up, but it's good. It's what? A stalker show on Netflix.
Stroker?
No, not Bram Stoker. A stalker show.
Oh, okay.
Based on a true story. I watched two episodes.
Well, now I'm not
captivating.
Now it's not funny anymore.
No, it's good though.
Baby Reindeer?
Baby Reindeer.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Wonderful.
How many episodes?
It's a good question. I don't know. Probably like 8 or so.
I've
seen 2. They're all half hour. Very quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch Shogun.
I got to get back to it. I watched the first 3, then I got kind of fell off. That's a show where it's wonderful. It's awesome. It's just I gotta watch it in the afternoon. So
a lot of reading. Ugh.
There's a little bit of reading.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Reading. I'm worried it's gonna make me want to play Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta get back to that one.
What
yeah.
are you playing right now? Are you playing
just
anything?
MLB The Show right now?
Just try Fallout. Just try it. You know. Just give it a little shot. You know, walk around. You can create your own guy.
But it's 2036, and I just won my 4th World Series title in 10 years with the Angels. Okay. I gotta establish this dynasty.
Check this out.
Mike Trout just retired. I mean, what am I going to do? Where am I going to take the franchise?
You know
what
you can do? You can actually set up a basketball court, by the way, in Fallout 4.
Oh, now you're talking.
I don't know if you can do
set up multiple teams.
I don't know if you can do
it. Create the dino teams?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know if you can set up a court, but you can definitely set up a basketball hoop.
Okay.
And you can find a basketball somewhere, I'm sure, and throw it in. Or you at least throw grenades into the thing. You know, could be fun.
NBA 2K, I don't know if they've done this in recent games. I'm assuming they do. But when you have, like, your my player, you have, like, your own personal home/gym or whatever, mm-hmm. you can just kind of hang out. And there was one night, I think Marissa was out with her work friends, and I was just home playing NBA, and I was just sitting there drinking and just practicing my jump shot in my little loft. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting it. I'm not getting any experience points for this. I'm just like, just practicing, just working on my stroke, you know?
You got to work on that stroke.
Yeah, you got to work on it.
It's very important.
Yeah.
You can't just go out there and do it then like a madman.
No, you got to practice that stroke.
You got to practice that stroke.
You got to refine the stroke.
Refine it.
Yeah. Got to brand that stroke.
Brand it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to brand. Oh, mm-hmm.
See what I, that was the joke.
Yeah.
See what I did.
All right. All right. All right, folks. I think we did it.
Did we do it?
We did it, Joe. We did it. You got to add that as a soundbite. And do not come.
Yeah.
Get out of course. To the thank you all for taking the time with us on this here journey, which we call the Wanger Show. If you're a Swiftie, I hope you weren't too upset with our review. But hey, we were honest.
Christian.
Oh.
Some good news.
Okay.
There's currently 3 minutes left, 3 minutes, 55 seconds left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers, back up by 7.
Oh.
Back up by 7.
But it's not over yet.
We have a chance.
Not over yet.
But that damn
could
Nikola
be worse.
Jokic.
You could be Aaron Boone from the New York Yankees.
Did you see that shit?
Oh,
that
boy.
Is one of oh my god. That
That's
guy,
pretty...
who, by the way, gets ejected more than anybody. Good lord, just accept the fact that you're not going to get every strike call.
But
you
also,
want.
This one time, he's like, "No, it's not
it
me."
It was so funny. It was just the fucking. I love that the guy behind him too, like, didn't say anything. You just sat there. Like,
well, what are they going to do to him?
Yeah,
you can't.
If he was a Yankee fan, I'm assuming he was.
Yeah,
I would have been like
chick,
that was me.
Yeah, I would have owned up to it. Maybe,
but I don't know. Then again, you can also risk getting kicked out. I don't know.
Umpires, they need to do something about these umpires.
They need to resign is what they need to do and let the robots take over. Baseball umpires is the one thing where I am welcoming AI.
Aaron Hernandez, just, get out of here.
It's not Aaron Hernandez. Christian.
Oh, God, that was the football
that
player,
was
the,
yes,
it?
That
Aaron.
Was the murderer, yes.
Who was Angel Hernandez.
About Angel Hernandez, yes. Who is just the worst.
Yes. The other one's the worst, too.
I watch compilations of him sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. Did you see the one, like, I forget if it was him, but the baseball, the game literally started and the ball was right down the middle and it was a ball. And that's ball one. Okay. That's what we're doing.
I've seen just so many clips and it's just like, wow, I've never, in the time that I've ever watched anything sports related, like, wow, like someone is so hated. That's an official.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And it's so... Like, they're testing, like, the review process of, like, challenging balls and strikes. It's quick. Like, it, they do it in the minor leagues. It is quick.
Yeah.
So,
do they have a limit to it? I gotta imagine.
I'm sure they do. Like, yeah. I'm sure if you, like, right now they have when you have a challenge for, like, out or safe calls, but if you get it wrong, you don't get to use it again, you know, type thing. Okay. So I'm assuming it'll be a similar thing for balls and strikes, but.
Okay.
We will see, man. We will
see. All right, folks. There it is. Well, as this Laker game is wrapping up, we're wrapping up. Please make sure you're hitting the like button on this video. That definitely helps us out here. Subscribe to this channel if you've never seen us before and you want to keep seeing our stuff here. Cody was hinting at a commentary, so maybe we'll have one.
We're
going
to do one. We're going to do one. Let's do one next week.
Let's do one next week. Fuck
Wiley, what do you want us to do? Let us know.
Let us know.
You've earned it.
I mean, there are, like, franchises that I want to do because there's a big IP coming out this year. Uh-oh, Cody.
Christian. 2 minutes and 12 seconds left in the game. The Lakers' lead has been cut to one. I am scared right now. This is not good.
How much time left?
2 minutes. Hey. 2 minutes and 12. Yeah. I would say let's just like let's stay on until the game ends, but it's going to take a while with late game timeouts and shit.
All right. Well, we can do the Patreon shout-outs.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. Let's do that. All right. Oh, my God.
Every week we get a shout-out to our patrons, $15 and up, and it's followed by a little soundbite. If you want to hear your name called out at the end of every show, followed by a sound up, please
sound
join.
Up.
Sound up. Sound join up. The Patreon right now, patreon.com/wangers. There's a link in the description. You can go and check it out. It's very easy. We obviously haven't done a commentary in a minute.
We're
but
doing
we do
one
have,
soon, though.
We're
doing,
doing
it.
One soon.
Hold me to that, by the way, if I forget. Please,
I'm going to hold you, too. I'm going to fucking hold it up your butt.
That's unnecessary.
And then, yeah, maybe we'll put a question out there to y'all, either the patrons that exist right now or even the YouTube channel. What commentary do you want us to do? What movies do you want us to watch with you? And, hey, maybe you put something in the comments that, like, oh, I want to watch The Dark Knight. Guess what? We've got it.
It's in
maybe
the catalog.
It'll convince you to go and check out our commentary catalog. King Sporko asks, how's Draco? He's a sweet boy. He got a haircut last week. He's the best. He's doing great. He did a hike this weekend. He's a trooper. All right. You ready, Cody?
Yep.
All right. Hold on.
It's wrong.
My phone.
You had the
stupid
names up. I saw
Aaron
it.
Woodley.
21, jump in my ass.
Alec Kramler Young.
Penis. We got that one down. 23 is penis. Penises, if it's plural. I think it's just singular, though.
Alexis Lopez. How are they doing in the real football? Are they in the top four? Arcadio Castellanos.
Listen, what he did? Would you have done that?
Billy Storley.
Shit. I think it's too soon to definitive.
Bobby Mitchell.
Dick.
Brian Arsenal.
That's just like stopping from coming.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You don't want to stop coming. You always
want
to come.
That.
Brian D.
Is Faja Dr. Evil?
Brian King.
Happy birthday, Daddy!
Chris Jones.
Oh my God. Sorry, I froze up.
Johnny Boy!
Cindy Perez. Hi, Cindy.
Shout out to all the moms.
Connor Kennedy.
Hey.
Elena Marie 10.
That's the lefty, loony, lesbian, liberal media.
Elena, you were at Coachella this weekend.
Of course they were.
I keep hearing
they're always doing cool shit.
I keep hearing that Coachella is like the worst it's ever been. Comment.
Why?
Let us know. I don't know. Everyone's saying, well, Coachella
It peaked with Blink 182.
I agree. You can't knock loose as well. Yeah. Last year was great. FS1138.
No.
Giuseppe. Gillespie. Harley Payne. James Lavario. Julia Connor. John Noto.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Than Juan Nguyen.
Mm-mm-mm.
Carl Soderbeck.
Mm. No doubt.
Yep.
I like so.
Cad Burger.
Mm.
Kyle Johnson.
Oh, fuck me.
Maris Thornton.
Oh, fuck you.
Michael Bittner.
Listen. I'm like 50. I bet it 500. Jesus.
It's the Jesus.
Is it you or me?
What? Oh, he says Jesus.
Oh, he says
I start
it.
Laughing oh, at I the end. I'll play it again. I'll play it again.
Listen. I'm like 50. I bet it 500. Jesus.
Nick Wade.
Oh.
Owen Hart.
Oh.
Ruben E25.
Oh.
Sang Lane. Senior film. Sergio Castaneda.
That is a 12-inch cock swinging from a strong, muscular man's body.
Sheridan Ponce.
Ooh.
Stephanie Merritt.
Wee wee.
Stefan Zalosi.
We love you, Susan.
Terry Stockwell.
The hell's Susan?
TJ Jones.
Whore.
Tyler Eklund.
Sorry, TJ.
Reach down into your pants.
Vin Kosha.
Find your fucking balls.
And finally.
And your cock.
Wiley Todd.
I don't even know where you're sitting at. Like.
Did you make that?
No, that's a classic video from a few years ago. Kawhi Leonard's laugh.
Speaking of Wiley, he said it would love to see something like Clockstoppers.
Yeah, we thought about that one.
We never did it.
We'll see. I think that's on Disney though. They got the ants. We gotta figure that out.
Have ads now too.
Yeah, man.
Motherfucker.
My movie's getting interrupted.
Alrighty. Well, we'll think about it.
Yeah.
That's Disney. I thought it was like a Paramount. I thought it was like a Nickelodeon thing.
Oh, it might be. Yeah, you might be right.
I don't know. All right, folks. Thank you all. Oh, what's the update? You got one more update for us on the game?
Christian's not looking good. All right, Christian. 47 seconds left in the game. Lakers are up by 2.
Oh,
they're up by 2.
Okay.
It keeps getting tied. Denver keeps getting there.
That's
those damn nuggies.
Look, 47 seconds. It's a lot, ladies. Okay?
Yeah.
Especially
it's
in basketball.
Plenty of time for a lot of people, you know?
You know?
It's, yeah.
Could I get to that someday? Maybe.
It's something we can all sort of, you know, strive to.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Totally. All it takes is just one time.
All right. I'm pulling up the game now. I'm actually quite nervous at this point.
You want us to wait until it's over? Oh no. Lakers are losing. Oh no.
Not only are they losing, Christian.
Mm.
They just lost.
Oh, shit.
101-99 final.
Oh.
I bet you more than anything it was that damn Serbian.
Careful.
I know. That came
Careful.
Off wrong. That came off wrong. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Look how sad the Lakers are.
Oh, there's
and,
a fight.
Oh, no. It's Jamal Murray.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he's great.
Oh,
fucking
it's,
guy.
It's that damn. I don't know who Jamal Murray is.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Fuck. I wish I had a sad version of the song to play. I'm so upset right now. I don't even want to play the music.
I'm not.
The whole night I was doing the damn bit. That's a perfect way for it to end. Honestly. I get the irony of it. Down 2-0. Down 2-0 to Denver. Nikola Jokic.
Can I be
Jamal Murray.
Can I be a little cynical?
Sure. You can't hurt me more than I'm hurt
okay.
right now.
I know like you're upset right now.
Yeah.
But what happens, like, you know, at the end of this year? Like, what happens?
There's a new year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts over again?
The problem is there's no light at the end of this tunnel, this damn Denver Nuggets tunnel. They're just too damn good. There's no signs of, there's nothing we can do.
Okay. Well.
No.